This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. In Texas, a district attorney is hounding one of the most powerful politicians in the country. Austin DA Ronnie Earl is investigating whether corporations around the country made illegal campaign contributions to a political action committee controlled by House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. 8 corporations and 3 of DeLay's associates have already been indicted, and the grand jury investigation is still underway. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this profile of the man heading up the effort.
As Ronnie Earl leads you into his office, there is a bounce in his step and a light in his eyes. He is in the middle of what he calls the most important investigation in his 28-year career, an investigation that could have significant ramifications in state and national politics.
Basically, I don't believe that our forebears fought and died for the right of the few to bully the many. It's the job of the citizens to safeguard the democracy, and it's hard work. It's not easy.
In 1904, after a prolonged revolt by farmers across the South and Midwest, Texas passed a law banning corporate contributions to the state's political campaigns. But in 2002, riding a tidal wave of corporate cash, Republicans took control of the House and Senate in Texas for the first time since Reconstruction. That in turn led to a lengthy and momentous political battle when Republicans used their newly acquired majority to engage in mid-decade congressional redistricting. And this last November, Texas sent 6 new Republicans to Congress. But this all started with those 2002 races for the Texas House, and Tom DeLay's Political Action Committee, called Texans for a Republican Majority, funneled corporate donations from around the country into those races. And that's what Earl is investigating.
If the people who make the rules don't play by the rules, then there aren't any rules. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. This is about cops and robbers.
That a local district attorney from Austin, a Democrat, is hounding the most powerful politicians in Texas and Washington, D.C., galls many Republicans. But long before Earl was a thorn in the Republican side, he was a thorn in the side of Democrats.
All of my clients that have been prosecuted have been Democrats.
Buck Wood has been a practicing trial lawyer in Austin for more than 30 years, and he's defended a dozen Democrats against Earl's Public Integrity Unit. That's included some of the state's most powerful politicians, like Warren Harding, the state treasurer. Wood says that when Earl found out that Harding had misused his state office for his reelection campaign, Earl wouldn't quit until Harding agreed to quit.
Ronnie says, you know, I'm not going to give him a plea unless he quits being treasurer. That's kind of extra legal. We finally cut a deal that he would drop his candidacy, but he could finish out his term.
After Tom DeLay called Ronnie Earl vindictive and partisan, Earl fired back that DeLay's comments were like being called ugly by a frog. Buck Wood says that anybody who thinks Earl is partisan doesn't know his Texas political history or doesn't want to know.
There's no doubt in my mind that he is committed to enforcing the law, and it doesn't make him one bit of difference whether Democrats or Republicans, and never has.
Wood mourns one state senator from Houston that he calls one of the best Democrats Texas ever produced. That is, until the young senator started using state typewriters to send out invitations to his fundraisers, and that was the end of him. Earl's reputation has served him over the years, and not just when he's prosecuting politicians. Bill Allison is a law professor at the University of Texas and an Austin trial lawyer of 30 years. Allison says when he represented prominent black clients, he would try to scare Earl into worrying about how the black community might react.
I've, like any other lawyer, I've approached him with prosecution of someone who is high visibility in East Austin and said, you know, think about how this is going to play in East Austin, which is in largely black and Hispanic. He has never taken that bait, ever.
But Earl's investigation of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and Texas House Speaker Tom Craddock is a far cry from East Austin prosecutions. Earl says don't expect any indictments this spring, that they are proceeding the way the Enron task force did, from the bottom up.
There's not much I can say about the progress of the investigation. We're moving as fast as we can. There is a truly enormous amount of work to do. It is our obligation to be thorough and careful, and we are being both.
Ronnie Earl says that he'll see this investigation through its conclusion, then retire to his small ranch outside of Austin to raise horses. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.